Well, well, Q is on the bench. He is out of this game, much like Cam Rising, maybe. We'll see. Todd, Nick, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, guys?
What's up, guys? I'm excited. Another weekend.
Day early. We got the energy a day early. I love it. Let's go.
We have got college football tonight as App State takes on South Alabama. I'm just on the first quarter over 14. Got it minus 105. And then tomorrow night, we've got not a great slate, but we do have a two top 25 matchup. And we'll just get right into it. Number 24, Illinois in the Fighting Brett Bielema's take on Matt Rhule and the number 22 ranked Nebraska Corn in Lincoln. This is going to be a very ugly game. Illinois lost last year 20-7 in Champaign. Altmyer did play in that game. He was 29 of 47. They threw the ball a lot. 289 yards, one touchdown, one interception. They really struggled to run the ball, though. Only averaged 1.1 yards per carry. Matt Rhule's got the Huskers playing really well. Nick, what are you thinking in this one?
I'm thinking it's going to be ugly. It's going to be very ugly. I'm not real sure what to think on the side. I would love this number. It's down to 7.5 places. If it gets to 7, I think I'd probably lean Nebraska. But with this low scoring and the total that this is going to be, I don't want to lay anything more than that just because of the chance you have a game that's like 17-10 or like you mentioned, 20-13, something like that. So an under is a possibility, but that is a low number. I'm interested here mostly to see what Dylan Royal looks like against the best defense he's played. Colorado obviously is a bigger game, or so people thought, just because the media loves to hype Colorado for no reason, except for Dion. But this is a much different defense here that he's going to be facing against Illinois. We saw them smother Kansas at home. So I'm interested to see what Dylan Royal looks like. If he can kind of handle it from here. If he looks really good against Illinois, then Nebraska seems like a team that will be back in quite a bit moving forward this season.
Todd?
Yeah, I'm going to agree with him. That's what I have down in my notes. I think this is an Illinois team that is kind of balanced. You know, they usually try to run the ball. They are passing a little bit too. Balanced team Friday night under the lights, Big Ten football. Let's get after it. And I agree with Nick. This is the secondary that could cause some problems here. They did have three picks against Daniels from Kansas. So I think this could be, this is going to get ugly. This can be low scoring. I think if you can get a good number 8, I think it was even 8.5 earlier. I don't know right off the top of my head where it's at right now. I think I would take a chance with Illinois in this. I think it's going to be a very low scoring game, but if it keeps trickling down a little bit, I think Nebraska is going to win the game, but I think it's going to be low scoring. So if you're one of those people and you like the under and you like boring football, then this might be the game for you.
Big Ten football in a nutshell. Last year, no Dylan Raiola, but there were a combined 5 turnovers in this one. So I agree. I think it could be a little bit of a slop fest, which honestly, I would say gives Illinois the better opportunity to cover with the bigger number. But a team total of 16.5, I really want no part in this. I kept it simple, probably a pretty square play, but I did a moneyline parlay. It's plus 103. Syracuse, Washington State, Nebraska. Just take the favorites. Get you a little action going into the weekend. Let's hop over to Clemson, South Carolina. Dabo Swinney takes on NC State. Do we have an update on quarterback? Grayson McCall is out, confirmed.
Yeah, right? CJ Bailey starting, freshman.
So that may be indicative of this line. However, Grayson McCall hasn't been super sharp either. Plus 20 on the Wolfpack. Can I interest you? NC State won last year in Raleigh, 24-17. Klubnik, he was 33 of 50. I cannot read my own writing. 33 of 50, 263 yards, 2 interceptions. Kevin Concepcion had 134 total yards and 2 touchdowns. That's really what I feel like you've got to do with McCall being out. Feed the beast in Kevin Concepcion. Do you think NC State can cover this big number?
I don't. I'd be on the Clemson side here. I think this is just too – this is not a bad – this is not a good matchup for NC State. Their biggest issue right now is their offensive line. I mean, we saw what Tennessee did – that Tennessee defensive line. Yes, it's better than Clemson's by a bit, but it's not a huge fall-off. So this NC State team just can't block up front. Clemson, I think, will just pound them basically into the ground. Do I trust C.J. Bailey also on the road in a hostile environment for his first actual start? Absolutely not there either. So now everything here tells me Clemson. I like how they righted the ship against App State 2 weeks ago, coming off a bye, I believe. So this is just, yeah, this is either Clemson or stay away from me. I just can't trust this NC State team right now.
Todd.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. You know, I just can't. This NC State team, we've talked about it on some of the recap shows. You know, Western Carolina, they were losing. Then they get, you know, blown out by Tennessee. Then last week, Louisiana Tech was right there with them. So now you take the quarterback out. I just can't see them really moving the ball with a backup quarterback here, Bailey. You know, Clemson, again, did not play well against Georgia. Appy State, now they went crazy. Klubnik threw, I think, like 5 or 6 touchdowns in that game. But this, I agree with Nick. I think if you're playing this, I would take Clemson or maybe look at team points NC State and see if you want to take that and maybe take the under in that. Because Clemson does have a good defense.
Yeah, I'd be more interested to see what they are first half, maybe. I'd be worried about an NC State backdoor cover almost it's, 3 touchdowns.
NC State team total is 10.5 right now.
Yeah. That's,
I don't know if I'd touch that then because you never know. Now, I thought it'd be a little bit higher than that. So just kind of delete that from what I just said then.
What did Clemson give up to App State?
10, I believe. It was 2 weeks ago. So no. Oh, they gave up 20?
20. 66-20.
But that was also when the game got out of hand. I don't know. I can't force a bet here. All right, going to the Man in Blues team. Toddy, I'm going to let you take this one. Michigan, not good. 0-3 ATS. USC, looks good. Looks good on defense. Look at that defensive EPA. Ranked 10th in the country. What do you make of this? The look-ahead line in this, I thought this was crazy. It was Michigan minus 12. Now all of a sudden, you're almost laying a touchdown with the Trojans at the Big House. Is this a buy low spot for Michigan? Do they get that cover or could they potentially win this one outright?
I don't know about outright. I did. And I wish, cause I think it went back on some sites to 6. I got it last night at 5.5 and I was just trying to get my bets in cause my life's crazy right now. You know, Orgy's going to be the starter. I mean, look, he's 3 of 6. I had down for 15 yards, but he does have 2 touchdown passes. So keep that in mind. 2 touchdown passes. Good job there. You know, I think you're going to see a lot of running from him. You know, Loveland, the tight end, was hurt last week. It sounds like he's going to play. And I think, again, you know, I know they were covering against Arkansas State. They were running the ball a little bit. Mullins has been running the ball really well. Edwards needs to step up a little bit too in that. In the system here, it does sound like Loveland's going to try to play. So that's big. We really need him because that's a big time target. But I think Orgy's going to get a lot of carries. You know, I got to see USC here. I know they won the first week against LSU. I know they destroyed Utah State. But again, I know what Texas just did a couple weeks ago, but Texas could be the best team in football. I think the defense is going to keep them in. I think Michigan's going to hang in this game. I don't know if they'll get the game outright, but I did take the 5.5 here.
Yeah, Utah State. Bryson Barnes, though, the old Utah quarterback, he is over there. He didn't have a good game against USC. I'm really impressed with Lincoln Riley actually has a defense, and that's what kind of scares me about this one is we know Michigan's offensive struggles. USC can score. I would lean USC. We haven't had a home-and-home since the 57-58 years. Do you remember those years, Todd? 1957-58?
No.
Last matchup was in 07. USC won 32-18.
Hey, I do want to say, real quick before Nick goes, you made a good point there with the defense, because that's been an issue for years with USC, and you got to give him a lot of credit to go get that, the defensive coordinator right across, and there in Los Angeles there from UCLA, and then also bring that coach. I think it was from South Dakota State in as the linebacker coach. So, I think it's nice because we always say there's certain teams every year you're like, they can score, but they can't stop anyone. Well, that was USC. He's finally now trying to figure it out and getting a good defense. So good job there. But hopefully Michigan can try to score some points this week.
Nick?
Try being the key word there. You couldn't give me free money to bet anything on Michigan right now, whether it's money line or a spread. I just can't do it. This is just a situation where this Michigan team, like, people don't realize, we talked about this before the season started in our top 20, like when we went over top 25, how this was my team that I had very low expectations for. When you not only account for losing 17 starters off a national championship team, and people don't realize how important Harbaugh was. This is a team that's in, it's time to realize that they're in full rebuilding mode. This is probably a 7-5 season, I think. I also think this is a bad matchup because we talked about Danton Lynn coming over to USC to control that defense. He's extremely great against the run, knows how to coach the defensive line, and he's going to be able to put 8 guys in the box against Alex Orji. And it's like, hey, if he somehow throws for 200 yards and beats us, okay, raise my hands, say congratulations. I just don't see that happening. I think Miller Moss, we talked about, this is going to be another situation where is his first real road start. But also, what kind of shape is this Michigan crowd going to be in? I know they're kind of deflated a bit, but I still expect it to be a good crowd. So we'll see how kind of Miller Moss reacts. I think USC probably, it's going to be close first half, I think, because of that reason. But then I believe USC pulls away in the second half. I think this ends up being somewhere around a 10 to 13 point game. I haven't played it yet because it keeps dropping. It's kind of going from 4.5 to 6, kind of that spread. If this somehow gets to 4, which is kind of a different key number, then kind of like at 5, 5.5, you're kind of stuck there in middling. So if this gets down to 4, I'll definitely be on USC side. But right now it's a layaway. It's a layaway for me just because I cannot trust what I see out of this Michigan offense.
Does kind of worry me.
Be nice about Michigan. Come on.
92%
it's hard right now.
I might Venmo him money, Michigan fans. So he can just bet on Michigan this game. It's will be my money.
I would put it on Notre Dame minus 28.
Of course you would.
92% of the money.
That is scary.
USC. Yeah. That does worry me.
And the fact the line hasn't moved. Yeah.
Yeah. Georgia Tech, Louisville. Louisville won last year in a shootout 39-34 due to a big second quarter where they put up 28 points. Texas Tech transfer Tyler Show. I'm not sure how you say it. What?
Shuck.
Okay. That's good. Good job. It's off to a hot start. 291, 3 touchdowns per game, no turnovers. Rare, only 2 games have been played. Georgia Tech's played 4 here, playing in week 0. They beat Jacksonville State 49-14, Austin Peay 62-0. Not really the competition level like Georgia Tech has faced. What are you doing here, Nick? This is a big spread for a team that I feel like is more battle-tested.
Yeah, I lean probably Louisville if I was taking a side, but I'm staying away. I actually really like the total here. I haven't played it personally, but I think both these teams are so good on the ground. Haynes King's great quarterback for Georgia Tech. No slip off there. You can say whatever you want about Florida State. They ran all over them. Lost to Syracuse. We've said Syracuse we think is a good team, but we're still able to get their rushing yards in. Louisville, the same way. We mentioned Tyler Shuck, great quarterback. Been around for, I think this is his 4th or 5th year. I trust Louisville. Am I a little afraid of Louisville's look-ahead spot? Because Alfred mentioned it is Notre Dame next weekend, but this is a conference game, so you kind of hope not. That number is just too big for me to lay on Louisville. So I am looking for both offenses here and take advantage of 2 defenses that I think are a little bit below average.
Todd?
Yeah, I'll be honest. This is one that I have not really dove in and I have a lot of notes on. I think Nick said it well. I think the total is maybe the play here. Both these teams, I think, can score. I do like the Georgia Tech team. I mean, big win against Florida State. We'll talk Florida State here in a little bit with some of one of my plays here. But how good's Florida State? I think it's a high number. Matt, you said it too. I think Georgia Tech's a good team. So maybe if you want to take that, it's a stay away from me. But I kind of like what Nick said, maybe for some points in this game.
All right. And one of the craziest line movement games that we've had, Utah Utes travel to Stillwater to take on Oklahoma State. Nick's already shaking his head. Cam Rising, I do not think he's going to play in this.
Pete Thamel said he's playing as of this morning.
I'm not sure what happened with this line move. It was like a field goal in favor of Utah. Then it flipped to Oklahoma State. And I feel like it went back to Utah and now back to Oklahoma State. 65% of the handle is on Oklahoma State minus 2.5 here. I jumped on Oklahoma State early because of our website having them basically a field goal winner here. I took them plus 3 or 3.5. I think I laid some juice, but I feel like I got a great number. I'm just not buying into this Utah team, especially with Rising, because even if he does play, how good is he going to be? I mean, he's kind of a remnant of what he was, 2 years ago. I think Ollie Gordon could really have a breakout game. Bowman, he's going to face a fifth-ranked defense against the pass, but they're 49th against the run. So I do think Ollie could finally break open a game. But I posed a question, and it really doesn't matter now if Cam Rising doesn't play, but Who is due for a bigger game, Ollie Gordon or Cam Rising?
Cam Rising has been due for 1.5 years, so I'll say him.
So that would make you lean Utah.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go ahead and get into my – I've played Utah. I've kind of gotten screwed by the number. Utah, I believe I took it Monday at -1.5. I still like Utah to win here. I see basically them having the advantage everywhere. Cam Rising, so from what I've read, the report, so there was a false report that came out about Cam Rising, something like in his core was injured or something. Turned out that wasn't. He's practiced every single day, including today. He was out at practice today going full strength with the ones. So, and Pete Thamel reported this morning that he was, as of right now, he's going to play. So nothing tells me otherwise. I think this was just a big group of people that either saw the report and maybe somebody with big followers slammed it and they just got kind of out of control here. But yeah, I think Utah's still the better team. In a matchup of two quarterbacks that were in Brock Purdy's recruiting class, believe it or not, I trust Cam Rising over Alec Bowman. He's been Ollie Gordon, you mentioned how much he's struggling. He has the third most carries in the country this year, but the 225th most yards. Like that's just a shocking stat. So if Utah can make them one-dimensional and make Alec Bowman try to beat them, I just don't see that happening. Utah's secondary is not quite as good as it's been the last few years. I will say that, but they're still great up front. I think they could still kind of handle Ollie Gordon and at least keep him in check. I don't see him all of a sudden just exploding. So yeah, I'm still on Utah here. I took a -1.5. I would definitely play 2.5 or even – there's a money line out there right now. I think BetMGM has it +125 is worth a shot there too. So yeah, all my numbers say Utah. So I'm all in on the Utes.
I jumped on money line last night with Oklahoma State because our site and a couple other sites with predictors had Oklahoma State winning the game. I do like Utah. You do worry about him, you know, both these quarterbacks. I mean, are they quarterbacks or are they doctors? Cause they've been in school forever. I mean, good Lord. I mean, it's like 14 years combined here with these guys. So, you know, Gordon really has to step up, has not really had that big breakout game for Oklahoma State yet. So let's see if that can happen. I do like Utah. I've always liked their coach. Let's see what happens. I mean, Nick gave out good info that he's going to play. He's been practicing. I still think I like the home field. I think this one's tight. I'm going to take a chance with money line on this and see what happened. And, you know, if he can't go, you got to love Zach Wilson's brother stepped up last week. and actually played a pretty good game against Utah State. I think he was Gatorade Player of the Year out there in Utah. So, I mean, he is the future, I guess, after the doctor graduates and goes to med school or goes to another hospital. So,
I guess
if a doctor walked in and looked like Cam Rising, I would not trust him.
Yeah.
He'd probably give you something good, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Q benched himself. He opted to go to the beach with his family. So I can't hate it. Fun fact, though, Oklahoma State, Mike Gundy, the last 5 years as a home dog, which doesn't matter now because he's not a dog, 5-0. That was a note that I made when they were a dog like 48 hours ago. All right, the most anticipated matchup of the weekend, Tennessee, Oklahoma, return of Josh Heupel. Oklahoma was -5 in the preseason look-ahead lines. Now they're +7. This is crazy. Did the bookmakers get it wrong on Tennessee, or did they get it wrong on Oklahoma? What caused this big of a shift? Is it like Tennessee really has not beaten outside of NC State, who we may be just overvaluing at this point? They put up a lot of points. Their defense looks really good. They're ranked first in defensive EPA. Is that a fugazi of a stat, or is this defense legit? We know about Nico Iamaliava, Jackson Arnold. I'm not buying into him yet. I think the bigger storyline is going to be Jackson Arnold versus Tennessee's defense. Let's see if it's for real, more so than Oklahoma and Brent Venables' defense against Nico. Nick, I laid it with Tennessee. I know what you did because I made the graphic for the best bets, but what are you doing here?
Yeah, I'm all over Tennessee on this one. This number is too small. I think there's a lot being put into Oklahoma being at home, which is respectable. Like that is a home field that's definitely worth 2 or 3 points in college football. Also have game day there, but also game day host teams are 0-3 on the season so far. So that's another reason to lean Tennessee here. Yeah, you mentioned Nico. Dylan Sampson has been the story, though, the running back. But also you look out wide, you got Squirrel White, Brew McCoy, Chris Brazel, and it's an unloaded talent on offense. But to be honest, you mentioned it. This Tennessee defense is the one that's for real. I get you could talk about all of the who they played and all that stuff all you want, but we've also seen every outside of maybe Ole Miss in Texas, every other team in the country has at least been challenged, or like they have at least been in close games, or somewhere in the third or fourth quarter have been within single digits with teams that are lower level. Tennessee just doesn't give you a break. They got Pierce on the outside, who's in a lot of markets has him as the first overall pick in the NFL draft. He's not easy to block. They also have two other defensive linemen that are probably at least top two rounders. And Oklahoma's offensive line has been their biggest issue. So that's where I think you mentioned it. That's where I think this story is where Tennessee's lines are better than Oklahoma's. Like you can talk about the spread and Jackson Arnold versus Nico Iamaliava all you want, but this is going to be between the lines. Tennessee has the advantages here. I just don't see Oklahoma getting enough on the board here. So I also have another play because I also took Oklahoma's team total under 24.5. Because I think either way this goes, whether Tennessee blows them out or Oklahoma keeps it close, Oklahoma's goal in this game is going to be to keep Tennessee's offense off the field. So I think they're going to have to keep it on the ground. That's going to be Jackson Arnold running a lot more than he wants. But they're going to try to run the clock a bit. So I don't see them really putting up a ton of points, even if they do keep it close. So I like Oklahoma team total under 24.5. But yeah, I think this is Tennessee all the way. And I get it, Nico on the road, true road game for the first time. He's played two neutral sites. But if anything, I think that affects maybe the first quarter. But Heupel is just, he's so good at calling offensive plays. I don't think that he puts a lot in Nico's hands anyways, especially at the beginning. Like, let him get settled. He's great at, like, those little five-yard hitches kind of off the RPO. So, yeah, I'm all over Tennessee here. Call me a homer, but I think this is just a team that is way better than what Oklahoma is at this point.
94% of the money on the Vols. I mean, people are betting it like they already know the outcome.
It started at 2.5 on Saturday. I wish I had a graph. Like, this was just, yeah, this got blown up quick.
I think this could be a fun game to, like, in-game bet as well. If you don't go into it, want to lay the touchdown or take the touchdown, just wait, because I think both of these offenses are going to be able to move the ball. And at the first sign of, okay, this, we overshot it by making them a 7-point favorite. If you can get Tennessee like -3.5, -4, I think that's when you hammer it. Cause you know, at the end of the day, I think Nico is a lot better than Jackson Arnold, but we will see on Saturday. Todd, what are you doing here?
Yeah, nothing right now for me. I mean, I think, you know, Nick made some great points there, and a lot of people have said that, you know, Nico's first road game here. If you look at the schedules, I mean, that stands out a little bit. Chattanooga, they blew out NC State, but how good's NC State? Then Kent State. I mean, good Lord, I think we could put a team together and beat Kent State. I mean, Penn State's going to put a lot of points on them this weekend. But then if you look at Oklahoma, you know, Temple's another team that's one of the worst teams in the country. Then Houston's not a very good team. They barely beat 16-12. Then Tulane. Tulane's not bad, scrappy team, but that they pulled away late. Jackson Arnold, I mean, he's passing, he's running. There, no one else. I mean, I think he leads the team in rushing, too, on this. Paul Stone did say this, that there is, he thinks their center is coming back for Oklahoma and maybe one of their wide receivers. So Nick did talk about the offensive line issues for Oklahoma. So if the center comes back, maybe that can help. I think this Tennessee team is really good. Head coach is, I love, I think he's fantastic. Could this environment play out? Yeah, I mean, it's just, again, can they keep the crowd into it? Nick said maybe in the first quarter. I think they really have to keep the crowd into this. You know, they'll be partying all day. I think it's a later start in the day. Get the crowd going. A little stat, 4-1 ATS as a dog at home since 1998 is the Sooners.
Y'all ready to talk an ugly game? And Q's not here to defend it. Gators, Mississippi State. I don't understand this line. The reason I put it on the preview and wanted to run the preview for it is because we actually make Mississippi State a favorite here. Throw out the home field advantage. Throw out the fact they just got waxed by Toledo. Florida, Mississippi State. What's going on with this? Nick, please help me. I took a touchdown with Mississippi State. Is that a bad bet? Is Florida going to finally come out and show out for Napier? Because let me tell you something. I've been around a toxic program for the Arkansas Razorbacks. Chad Morris, that was terrible. We lost to North Texas. We lost to San Jose State. We lost to Western Kentucky with our backup quarterback at home. I feel like Florida has given up here. What do they have to play for, and why in the hell are they laying 6 on the road?
Why in the hell are we talking about this game when Q's not here? Like, this was not even on our show sheet, and there has to be a reason you didn't even put it on our preview on Twitter or anything, because nobody wants to see us talk about these two trash teams.
Somebody does.
You mentioned Toledo. Florida has quit on Napier. Now you're at the point where this is like, so 2024, where you have a ton of Florida players liking Instagram posts about Billy Napier being fired. So I just think the locker room is completely out on this Florida team. But also, I think Mississippi State is garbage. But also, I think it's mostly both defenses are not very good. If I was going to play something here, it wouldn't be either side. I would probably take it like the total of over. I just think both offenses are ahead of both defenses. Because if you've kind of bailed on the season, which it's possibility both teams have at this point, it's easier to bail out as a defensive player when that's kind of where more of the effort comes in versus X's and O's and who's kind of got a good quarterback, good receiver, good running back, that kind of thing. So I would lean over here if I was going to make a play, but yeah, I won't even be watching this at all.
All right. I have played the over, so I'm glad Nick said that. A little stat line I saw in the last 9 SEC games, it's 8-1 to the over with the Florida Gators games.
That's why we're covering it. Yes, thanks, John.
So just a couple things I wrote down. Florida's games combined 58 points, 52, 53. Mississippi State 63, 53, 58. So it's right there. Like Nick said, defenses aren't very good. Hopefully, if they did quit, it's not the offensive players. Hopefully, they still want to put on a show. Keep scoring, guys. Let's get this a high-scoring game. But, yeah, this one's going to be ugly. This is two bad teams.
I do think Blake Shapen could have a really good game. Florida ranks 101st in defensive passing success rate. They're going to give up, I feel like, a lot of pass yards. And Blake Shapen's not great, but he's not bad either. I feel like he could sling it for 300 yards. That's what it's going to take for Mississippi State to win this game. All right. Arkansas Razorbacks, Auburn Tigers. This 73% of the money's on the Hogs. This scares me. We did this again. It's literally rinse and repeat from the Oklahoma State preview. Arkansas, Sam Pittman, 12-3 ATS as a road dog. Hugh Freeze, 2-1 against the spread right now. They didn't look great against Cal. Hunter Brown, is that his name? The backup. Anybody could look good against New Mexico. I'm throwing that out here. Arkansas won at Auburn in 2022, 41-27. They lost at home, 48-10. This is always a weird series. I mean, from the Bo Nix fumble spike, which, yes, he fumbled it. He spiked the ball behind him. Should have been called a fumble. Auburn ended up kicking the field goal to win that game. These games get weird. I think if you can get north of three in the hook, you got to lay it or take it with the Hogs. Do y'all have any opinion here, Nick, Todd?
I'll be quick. Part of it depends on which Arkansas team shows up. Like if the one that played Oklahoma State shows up, I think they'll win this probably outright. If the team that shows up last week against UAB, I don't see them, even though Hank Brown looked good last week. I get it was New Mexico, but New Mexico's defense really a lot worse than Arkansas's was last week against UAB. I don't know. This is a complete stay away from me. I know a couple of you guys are on the Arkansas side here. So like I said, I'll make this short and quick. It depends on which Arkansas team shows up. I just don't know what to do with their defense. Taylen Green hasn't looked great, and it's so turnover prone, especially, and now he's going on the road, which should be in a hostile environment. So yeah, this is a complete stay away for me.
All right, I'm on it. Let's go, Hogs. Let's go. I like teams that look like crap and then they're gonna come back and play well. And I think this is a good spot. Josh Applebaum on VSiN put this out. Short road dogs of 4 or less, 13-5 ATS, 72%. Pittman, another good number, 10-3 road dog under Pittman. I like it. Let's go. I like how I think they'll be ready. I think that was a wake-up call. Brown did come in. It was against New Mexico. Everybody scoring against New Mexico. So I think this is going to be a little closer. I took it, what did I get? +3.5, -115 the other day. So that's where I'm at. And I'm going to be on. And if they lose, then I'm going to write Matt and tell him I can't stand the Arkansas program.
I'm going to say it just like I said, Oklahoma State. We're either going to lose by double digits. It's not going to be close. Or we're going to win outright. Because that's all you get. All right. Another one that I threw together with the website graphic.
I can't wait till we're breaking down the Penn State, Kent State game here.
Now we are just in it where it's 2024 data. This is going to be great. But one of these outliers, I texted Parker and I said, what in the world is going on with this line? Because the website makes Oregon State -25. Versus Purdue. And I think he replied back, Purdue bad. So Oregon State is one of my best bets. I'm going to rely on the website here, but you look at those stats, those dark red numbers for Purdue, that's bad. Another one, Arizona State, Texas Tech. We've got so many good matchups that the spread is less than a field goal. I feel like we just had to talk about it. So Kenny Dillingham, 4-1 on the road as a dog. If you have watched them play, I think they've played a couple of games not on a Saturday, so it's kind of a standalone. Cam Scadabo is a lot of fun to watch. I like Arizona State in this. I took them +3.5. I think they could have some sort of shootout game. But the way that Scadabo runs and just can, I mean, just Python their way to a victory at the end of a game, I've got to believe that if you're talking Texas Tech, Arizona State, it's 35-35 in the fourth quarter. Give me the team that can run the ball with success. Y'all have anything else to add on this one or Purdue, Oregon State? Sorry, I just kind of blew past it.
Yeah, this is one of my plays, and I hope it's not 35-35. So you can take that out of your mouth there. Let's go a little bit lower in that in the fourth quarter and make it. And I know you're going to say, Smitty, I can't believe you're going to play an under in the Texas Tech game, but I am. I know if you look at Arizona State, it's been, I think it, I got it at 60.5 under. If you look at Arizona State, they've been in the 50s. I still think Texas Tech's still scoring against North Texas. I mean, that's still probably going up on that. But if you look at the conditions, there could be some rain. The wind is could be up to close to like 15, 20 mile per hour. If you look at the numbers, it's hitting about 55% when wind is over 10 miles per hour. So I'm going to hope that this is a little slower. It's teams that are, both teams are undefeated. So let's get a little lower scoring game in this and don't go crazy, Texas Tech, Arizona State.
I think Texas Tech's 2-1.
Yeah, they got to be by Oregon State.
Oh, I apologize.
That's okay. 2-1. Nick, got anything else to add?
I mean, I'll just touch on Oregon State because that's one of my best bets along with you. Yeah, Purdue's bad. Now, I'll give it, like, our website, those numbers are skewed because it is like an FCS and then what Notre Dame did to them last weekend. And they've only played two games. So this number is, those Purdue numbers are a little bit skewed. But Oregon State's still the better team. I was impressed with what I saw from the, like, at least from the first half in that Oregon game. And it's also McCoy, who's another running back or another running quarterback who Purdue has to face. And we saw what happened last weekend. So yeah, this number, I'm not sure it's going down. Like, it's gone from 5.5. And now, like, I just got it at 3:30 this afternoon at 3.5. So I don't know if I'm missing something. I'm not exactly all in on the beat writers for Oregon State if they're missing a couple of guys, but I hope not. But I just think Oregon State's flat out better team here. You're also, Purdue took a butt whooping and now they're flying across the country to what should be a mad Oregon State team with who I don't think is going to have a letdown. So yeah, I all Beavers here.
All right. Which means another one, just because the Twitter war is fascinating to me. Cal, if you have not seen it, Cal is like clowning on Florida State. Florida State's retaliating by basically just calling them communists. I like this Cal Bears team. The projections have them -4.8 to win this one. I think you can still get +3. Florida State's bad. We know this. And Cal, they just went into Auburn and took care of business. You look at those columns on the right for Florida State, they're all red. This team, you talk about Florida and the toxic program and people giving up. I mean, at what point is enough enough? I mean, you thought Florida State would bounce back and get a win at Memphis or against Memphis. They couldn't do it. Cal's better than Memphis, and here we are having the same conversation. You're shaking your head, Nick, so go ahead.
Yeah. I just don't think Cal's better than Memphis. That's all I'm shaking my head about. I think Memphis is a top 3 or 4 kind of group of 5 team. But I see what you're saying. And I'll just continue because I don't have much on this. I don't love either offense for sure. I think both defenses are okay. So yeah, I would lean under here, but this number only being 44.5 is kind of a stay away, especially since Cal's flying all the way across the country. With this being the first year, like I've mentioned a couple for a few weeks now, with some of these Big Ten teams and ACC teams that are flying all the way across the country, we don't have much statistical data to kind of go on like what that travel is going to really do to teams. So yeah, I think it affects the offense more than defense. So I would lean under here, but yeah, this is a stay away because Cal is better than Florida State, but this is another thing. Like, it's Florida State, like they're eventually going to wake up, right? Like maybe But I don't know the answer to that. So this is a complete stay away.
It didn't bother him flying across the country to play Auburn. I will say that, but it was Auburn. But I think Jaden Ock could have a good game.
He was out last week. Seems like he's going to be fine on this. Hey, this on my card, I'm throwing out one of my – hey, it's time to wake up. It's time to wake up. I'm a desperate man needing some best bet picks, and this is a desperate team, so we are matched in heaven with this matchup this weekend. Florida State's going to get a win this weekend. I'm not going to say I'm drinking anything or I'm eating food or I'm going to eat dog food, whatever that guy said. Florida State, though, is going to get a win. Let's go, Florida State. If not, then it's time for a quarterback change. And I don't care. Right, Matthew. We heard about his deal, NIL deal. I don't care. That's the dumbest thing, then. If that's in his deal saying yes, a quarterback so many games, then get him out.
This was a topic of discussion in our group chat. Does Kiffin even consider an offer from Florida, or is the Ole Miss strong?
Consider is a word. Consider is the word. Like, if they're really going to throw 130 to 140 million at, like they're talking about, then it's hard to not even at least think about it. So, will he consider it? Yes. But I wish Q was here to kind of answer this question as our resident unfortunate Florida fan.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think Florida is a better job than Ole Miss. But as of right now, with what Lane has built at Ole Miss, and he could leave the cupboard so bare next year. If they sell out and just try to win it all this year, they make the college football playoff, and then you lose Jackson Dart, you lose your receivers. I can't even think of their names off the top of my head. But if you start losing those guys and you're going to be in a rebuild anywhere, I'd probably rather rebuild in Florida than Oxford. That's just me. Todd, you think anything of it? Yeah,
I mean, it's two good jobs. I mean, it really is. And like Nick said, it's just how much money will they throw at him? I mean, money talks. See it all the time. If they throw a ton of money at him, I can see why not going to go to Florida. So we'll have to see. I mean, he's done a nice job there with Ole Miss. Time, I guess, will tell.
All right, Toddy, I'll leave it with you here to go over your best bets real quick.
Yeah, let's go. We need some wind. We need some rain. Get it. Just put a couple coins on and start taking knees down there. And I'm going to text Ryan Hyatt later and say, come on now, let's get some knees and let's take some, just slow it down. Run that clock. Tick, tick, tick. Under 60 and a half. Florida State, like I said, desperate times. Hey, desperate man, desperate teams. It's a great match. Florida State, let's go, money line. And I like Arkansas, like I said. I think they're going to be okay, good numbers. I think they'll be up for it after a really bad performance. Hey, what else can I do? I've been 0-3 now. I mean, winning some bets, but not on this, so we'll see what happens. Get the dart, get the balloons, throw at it, and see what happens.
Nick?
Yeah, our best bet segment is not doing us favors.
I know, we're about ready to just delete this.
But overall, I'm doing okay. But yeah, it's these best bets.
Last week wasn't. I did actually hit some bets last week and did. I mean, didn't it was a little bit under, but I mean, but man, this has been. I'm shocked. I'm still on this show.
Yeah, yeah. Just picking the top three games has been the difficult part. Yeah, I mean, I already discussed Tennessee at length. Like I said, this number is too small. It's my best bet of the weekend. I'll just put it on their shoulders. I think Heupel has a point to prove. So even if it's close in the fourth quarter, I don't think he lets off the gas at all. He's like, I know he's the quarterback there, but he also just got fired there 10 years ago. So I think that's still in the back of his mind. I know the players all know it too, because it's been discussed on message boards and during player interviews all week. So they know that number. Oregon State, we talked about a bit. This is more of Purdue just being awful than Oregon State being any good. And then LSU team total over 39.5. This is UCLA flying all the way up across the country after just giving up 42 to Indiana. I trust this offense for LSU more than I do Indiana. And this is also a buckle it up game for UCLA. Like, are you going to show up on defense? Cause as many, they got gifted basically 115 penalty yards and still give up 42 points. I think this LSU team's out to kind of prove a point. I don't think there's a letdown here on a 3:30 after, like, I know there's a difficult game last week against South Carolina. Who, what they score? They scored 36 against South Carolina last week, who is, as we've mentioned, probably a top, possibly a top half defense in the SEC this season. So you're telling me they can't get four more points against a terrible UCLA defense. So love this number being at 39.5. We'll probably play up to 41.5 before you get to that good 42 number.
All right, and then Q's best bets. He went all Florida, Florida minus six, Florida money line, Florida team total. I'm joking. That's not really what he did. I had to do it to him because he's not here. Oregon State minus 3.5. That's basically a community play at this point. Texas Tech, he went opposite of me. I'm on Arizona State, but he laid it with the Red Raiders. And then West Virginia money line. Minus 135. And then to close us out, I'm on Arkansas plus 3.5. Best bets, Oregon State minus 3.5. Parker, I hope the numbers don't fail me now. Tennessee minus 7. The return of Josh Heupel. I think he's going to want to prove a point and put it on. So let's go Vols. For Nick, Todd, and Q out somewhere with toes in the sand. Thank y'all for tuning in. Ran a little bit later than normal, but I appreciate y'all. We'll be back next week for the recap show. Thank you and good luck with your bets.